Let's now turn to the next code, Patterns and Generalizations. This code is meant to capture instruction during which the class first examines instances or examples of a phenomenon, then uses this information to develop or work on a mathematical generalization, to notice, extend, or generalize a mathematical pattern, to derive a mathematical property, or to build and test definitions. Let's go over some examples. Let's say a class that has drawn the parabolas y equals x squared, y equals 2x squared, y equals 4x squared, then uses these graphs to make a generalization about the shape of a parabola as the coefficient changes. This work would be captured under this code. Similarly, students may examine the equivalent fractions 1/2, 2/4, and 3/6. Any patterns they notice, such as the denominator is always double the numerator, or when the top goes up by 1, the bottom goes up by 2, will be counted under this code. Another example would be from a class that is developing definitions for a specific shape. If the class considers different examples and non-examples of that shape, then proposes a definition for that shape, we would capture that activity under this code. A final example would be from a class that is developing the arithmetic properties. This class would solve several examples of related addition problems, i.e. 3 plus 5, 5 plus 3, 9 plus 4, or 4 plus 9, then conclude that addition is commutative.